USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is celebrating a widely anticipated Republican primary victory in South Carolina. He spoke to a crowd of supporters after the results were tallied Saturday.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Challenger Nikki Haley says she'll stay in the GOP race until at least Super Tuesday, which is next week. Some politicos want him to step up and potentially challenge for the Democratic presidential nomination, but California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's all in for a second Biden term in the White House.
What he's done in 3 years has been a masterclass, close to 15 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last three Republican presidents combined.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, meanwhile, the Trump campaign continues to push messages about the U.S. economy and how it was humming under his administration prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. One Republican, one Democrat are working together to try and get a multi-billion-dollar foreign aid bill through the U.S. House of Representatives. It was introduced as a cheaper version of the $95 billion measure passed by the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate earlier this month.
Normally, any kind of discharge like that would take 30 days to even be considered ripe. We figured out a way with the parliamentarian to expedite that to a seven-day period.
Pennsylvania Representative Brian Fitzpatrick co-authored the bill. Maine Democrat Jared Golden is working with him on getting it to the House floor for a vote.
We need to find a way to get a deal that gets us to 218. I think a deal like that has to grow out of the middle.
Both lawmakers offered the update on CBS's Face the Nation. There are widespread fire weather concerns in the central U.S. ahead of a larger storm front. Red flag warnings are being posted in areas from West Texas to Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and northern Illinois. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Hundreds turned out over the weekend to honor the death of an LGBTQ teenager in Oklahoma whose death may trigger broader calls for justice. Nex Benedict died following an altercation inside a bathroom at Owosso High School in Oklahoma City this month. Nex identified with the he-him pronouns, but was a supporter of those who advocated for the use of they-them pronouns. On Friday, a South Carolina man was convicted of killing a black transgender woman. It marks the first federal trial for an alleged hate crime based on gender identity in the nation. A new wave of sanctions hitting Russia. USA's John Schaefer.
Speaking from the White House Friday, President Biden announced that the U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Ukraine persists and remains free 2 years after Russian troops invaded that country.
It is the longest-running public service announcement ever in America, and it will mark the 80-year milestone.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Smokey Bear kicking off his famous message in a new ad campaign. This one takes viewers on a trip through time. 90% of wildfires are still usually caused by some type of human error. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.